Since January, Governor Rick Snyder has been traveling the state with his rock collection, or more accurately, hunks of concrete, asphalt, and brick from crumbling roads and bridges.
This is a piece of Michigan road. This is the kind of thing that could fall on your vehicle or go through your windshield. That's scary, folks.
That was the governor speaking to a group at a small business in Lansing. He says fixing Michigan's roads is critical to getting goods and people traveling safely and efficiently, and that will help the state's economy. Snyder then hopped on a campaign bus to travel those same scary roads in hopes of defying the polls and eking out a victory for the ballot question. Proposal 1 raises money for roads primarily by eliminating the state's sales tax on fuel and guaranteeing that every cent collected from fuel taxes at the pump helps pay for transportation and nothing else. It also changes fuel taxes to make them more sensitive to inflationary increases.
So we'll pay a higher gasoline tax, but we won't pay that 6% sales tax at the pump.
Bob Schneider is an expert on Proposal 1 with the nonpartisan Citizens Research Council. He says right now, schools and local governments get a share of the money paid at the pump, so shifting all of that to roads and transportation is a loser for them. Schneider says boosting the sales tax on everything else guarantees that schools and local services don't get shortchanged.
And instead of them being revenue losers, now they're revenue winners.
It also brings the total price tag for taxpayers close to $2 billion. Increasing the sales tax requires amending the state constitution, which requires a vote of the people.
We have a state that may be starting to come back out of the doldrums, so what are we going to do? Take more of taxpayers' money.
Tea Party activist Cindy Durand says she's also voting no because she's unhappy with the deals Governor Snyder and Republican leaders made to get the package through the legislature.
Had to go over to the Democratic side to get votes because they couldn't get enough Republican votes, and then they just added all these special things on it.
Which is true. For example, State House Democratic leader Tim Grimal says he insisted the proposal guarantee that money earmarked for K-12 schools can't be used for universities or anything else.
And constitutionally protect the school aid fund from being used as a shell game. And it will provide substantial tax relief through the earned income tax credit,
which goes to low-income families who will be harder hit by a sales tax increase. But Governor Snyder says that deal-making means the proposal should have wider appeal.
I think that's a sign to say Michiganders can see common ground on how to solve a major problem, and I think the outcome was good.
Snyder says voter rejection of Proposal 1 would send everyone back to the drawing board. But no other plan has reached a similar consensus on how to pay for fixing roads, and he's not sure another one can. For the Michigan Public Radio Network, I'm Rick Pluta in Lansing.